Okay, it is
10:25.
10:25. I'd like to call the meeting back to order to readjourn our regular meeting at 10:25. I'd like a report out. Rudy, could you report out?
Yes, the board took no action during the closed session.
That's a great report out. Thank you. Looking for public comment or recommendations. Are there any, Jerem?
No, not at this time.
Okay. I would like now to go to item number 9, the correspondence, proposals, and reports. 9.1, school highlights, Jerem.
There's quite a bit of happening in Pathways. I want to bring you up to speed with just a couple of key things, and I'm going to share my screen here. Tabitha, could I share my screen, please? So Pathways continues to grow, continues to expand, continues to do so much good for the students that we're serving. Let's see here. I'm not able. There we go. Able to show. Okay, so you should be seeing my screen here. These are March numbers. We do have many of April's numbers, but April ends tomorrow, and I'll have some more updated numbers for you probably towards the end of the week or the first part of next week for April. But March did, comparatively, of course, fantastically well. ADA was significantly higher than it was this time last year, as well as enrollment continues to grow. I can tell you that enrollment through today is about 752. Just as
Oops.
of today, 429, and graduates were at 493 graduates as
For this
through
year?
today for this
Wow.
year so far. Yes. So just some great information. Let me go over to this other tab here and show you just graduates. We had 51 in March, bringing it to 423. But like I was saying, I know that April is not done yet. It will be tomorrow, but I know that we're at 493 through today. Entirely possible we'll have, a couple more graduates today or tomorrow. Possibly even reaching by the tomorrow the 500, which was our initial thought that we could reach 500. Comparatively, look, last year's total was 322. That was the year's total. So we've already surpassed that, of course. Year before that, 102. Year before that, 36. So continuing to do some great work by the teachers. We're really excited about the progress. We want to continue to serve students the most effective way we can. We're continuing to meet as an executive team, as well as a leadership team, as well as all staff, and then breakout meetings with the counselors, one-on-one meetings with the also individual collective meetings with the YASA group, as well as the adult ed team. Just a lot of really positive things happening to make sure that these numbers continue to go. We're in the middle of state assessments right now, meaning standardized exams that are required by the state, depending upon what grade level students are in. We are about 2 weeks into that and have tested the more than three quarters of the students that are required to be tested so far. Our goal is to reach 100%. That's as a combination effort of not just the teacher, but the instructional assistant, as well as the counselor that's associated with that, as well as our Jeremy, who's our accountability data and assessment specialist, who's really helping to drive a more effective approach to getting the word out about assessment and the need to take the assessment, and then kind of a friendly competition amongst teachers to see who's getting all their students tested and who's succeeding in that area. So there's been weekly meetings about that just to kind of keep people up to speed. The testing window closes in about 2 weeks, but these things are again driving up our ability to have more graduates and students to feel the support of teachers and IAs and just the overall organization. I will again send out an updated report that we're looking at once I get April's numbers in the next couple of days. Any questions about March or anything that I've shared?
I have a question.
Hi, Charlie.
Just for clarification, Jerome, so we have 752 currently enrolled. We had 493 graduate, so we've served over 1,200 this
We've
year.
served, yes, yeah, for sure. Yeah, because we've had not only students that are currently enrolled, but students that have graduated 493, plus students that have, for whatever reason, have withdrawn. Some of those students have re-enrolled with us over a period of time, but we have, three groups of students, if we were to look at that number today, graduates, withdraws, and currently enrolled. So well over, I think it's over 1,500 students that we've served so far this year.
That's amazing.
That, and
thank
that's
you.
really a good number to know for us visionaries. Rudy, any questions?
We're anticipating an increase in funding, and I'm sure we'll hear about that in the next item 9.2. Has planning started with regard to how we're going to spend that increased funding? I know that Jeremy, you and I have had a discussion where you gave me about a half a dozen areas that would be nice to have increased funding in for instructional purposes. Is there any initial planning going on in that regard?
There's definitely a meeting with the executive team as well as Rebecca, Charter Impact, and others, including the whole staff, to make sure that we know that we're trying to meet, for instance, the 80%. I don't get into the details of those, the weeds, if you will, with other people outside of the executive team, but we do talk about what are the needs of students and what do we need to spend money on right now. So yeah, we're definitely in the planning for that. There's a lot of, to your point, a significant influx because P2 ADA was so high, and Rebecca will speak more about this in her report in 9.2, but a lot of extra money coming in that requires that we have to spend a lot of extra money in the last several months here in order to meet that 80%. There's also the important distinction that this is not a funding determination year. So even though we have our internal goal to meet that 80%, it is not required that we do so, and it will not affect our funding if we did not. Another caveat to remember is that as we continue to grow, which we are, and we have to bridge a gap between our significant growth, we've been able to work with East West Bank to be able to get loans as we need them, and that's been extremely helpful. But if we're able to, in a year that's non-funding determination year, and we have a significant influx of money, Rebecca and I have also been talking about maybe increasing our reserve amount since that would be helpful for this year and next year. So she'll speak more to that as well in her report.
So is the intent of a funding determination year, is it the intent that we is that like a pass on it, or is the intent that we really stick to it, and maybe sometimes unforeseen circumstances come up, but it sounds to me like the approach that we're taking is it's a pass on that percentage.
Well, we want to do everything we can to spend it, but if there's a significant amount of money coming in towards the end of the year because of a high ADA that we achieved at the very end of the year, as we are, we want to do everything we can to spend that. But we understand that if it's a not a funding determination year, we have some flexibility and it won't affect our funding if we did not. It actually could help us and put money into a reserve if we needed to. So we're just looking at various options and understanding that it's not a dire critical need to do so in a non-defunding determination year, but it should be something that we constantly strive to make sure that we achieve.
Can we
Well,
get an
for now,
update on what the planning is like in anticipation of that increased funding, so it doesn't come down to in the last month, okay, here's what we have. It's we've been surprised a couple of times, and the way that we have reacted to that is to grant bonuses. And I'm just wondering if there's some way that it's not so last minute.
would only do the just to your point to the bonuses if there was an absolute dire need for that in a funding determination year, of which we're not in. But it's the nature of the fact that we are growing so significantly so quickly. So it's not like you can get out in front of it to some degree, but not as Rebecca and I meet weekly about this, and I'll let her speak to it as well. It's extremely challenging to be able to do that. So there's no neglect at all. I want to assure the board on myself or Charter Impact, we're very aware and we do make plans ahead of time, but it's the nature of the fact that we're growing not just a little bit, we're growing significantly very quickly, you know. So this is an inherent problem associated with that, but it's not really a problem because it's not a funding determination year necessarily. So we don't have to we want to spend the money, of course, but we don't want to be overly unnecessarily consumed with it either. I think
Thank you.
Rebecca would, that's her advice. She would firmly agree with that, I believe. And I've been close to my many conversations I've had with her about it.
Can we go on to 9.2, Rudy?
Sure.
Okay, 9.2, and that's going to be presented by Rebecca, Jerem.
Yes. Thanks, Rebecca. I think Rebecca wants to share her screen for a presentation as well.
Okay.
Tabitha, is that okay if she shares her screen?
So there's not an item to open.
Oh, yeah, I think you
I can
want to
proceed.
open 9.2. Or no, because it's not an action item. I guess we're just
Okay.
moving to, yeah.
Okay, got it. Just didn't want to interrupt. Good morning. I guess we're still morning. It's been busy. Commissioners, I am here to talk to you about your March financials and where we stand and how things look. So it's exciting to have the opportunity to touch base, even though it hasn't been that long since we looked at some additional financials. But we did get your P2 information in, as Jerem indicated. So your final ADA is at 590.6 at P2, which is remarkable growth, as you're well aware. Excuse me. From when I started with you guys just a couple of years ago, this is now really a size that is, getting to financial stability and, assessing. And Jeremy and I talk frequently, are we going to keep grow? Is the vision to keep growing? Is the vision to grow, but at a slower rate? Is it to stabilize? Kind of where is the sweet spot? And, there's now some less urgency around the growth to make sure that we attain that financial stability that kind of hits around 350 ADA or so. All of that to say that you did increase again. First interim, we were at an estimated 567 ADA. So we jumped up, another good number of ADAs up to the 500 and almost 91. As a result of that, revenue did go up about 2 million. Most of that, 1.9 million, was from the LCFF, from the increase in funds. That's kind of the increase for the year that we saw. Very exciting. We've got had a lot more funds to look at and figure out where we wanted to have it go. The expenses, as a match, increased 1.1 million, I'm projecting. Most of that is within the personnel area because as you get more students, you need more people to teach them. So kind of logical correlation there. On the banking side, we were able to finally switch over to the East West Bank. Well, not finally, but we were able to switch over to East West and start operating, cutting checks out of their account, making deposits into their account. So things are moving well. We've got the line of credit in place. We've been able to draw down. And as I mentioned, in a couple in the next bullet, we were able to make our first repayment in April on the line of credit. So we've kind of hit that plateau and now we're going to start paying that down. So that's really exciting for this year to have been able to remit a $900,000 payment to them on that. So yay, I was really excited. And we'll continue, as we get our monthly installments of funds in, then we'll share a piece of that with them until we get the line of credit paid off and we can start again next year. We did have days of cash on hand at 96 at the end of March. Wanted to get those in, get through that first payroll, see kind of where everything landed as we were transitioning between banks and make sure we had adequate cash. So that was a little higher than typically I would have at the end of the month, but some of that was just the banking transition. And then we were talking about the funding determination. So that was it goes to a couple committees when that's reviewed, and we had approval by the ACES on April 8th. So next, that will go on May 7th and 8th, the meetings at the State Board of Education for their approval. And so the proposed recommendation is for 100% funding for 4 years. So the next cycle would be from 25-26 through 28-29. So that gives us a couple of years to operate in between. And I don't anticipate that there would be any questions about that moving forward. So that is, kind of an exciting opportunity. And as Jared mentioned, takes some of the pressure off of having to, we've had just 2 year renewal cycles in the past. So it's been a lot quicker turnaround from funding year to funding year to funding year to funding year. So this having a 4 year approval gives a little bit of depth. Of course, with all the scrutiny that the charter schools are under, we still want to do our best to meet the various ratios that are required. We are in compliance. I have you projected to be at 49.6% for the certificated ratio, and your pupil to teacher ratio is just under 19, so you're well in compliance there. The instructional is looking to be about 75%, so that's a little bit low right now. We're still looking at avenues, getting some additional Chromebooks, doing some professional development, and it's also depends on what hiring happens as well over kind of the next 3 months, in terms of that could fluctuate and we could recoup that. Otherwise, we would have a little bit of extra funds available to take into the next year to help our reserve grow. So with all of this dramatic growth that the school has gone through, the reserves not only have to keep up with the expenses, but you're growing so much. So we want to actually grow the reserve so that the percentage of the total expenditures stays the same. So that means we need to kind of add to it. Yes, Rudy.
Yeah, so I think you just made the statement that we have a little bit of flexibility relative to the increased income. So are you referring back up to increased revenue of 2 million and increase in expenses of 1.9? Is that what you're referring back to?
So right now, your instructional ratio is at 75%. So that differential between 75.1 and what you would need to hit the 80% mark, that difference is $447,000.
Okay, so that would be
So
447
ideally, that revenue would go into instructional expenses, but if there are not any reasonable instructional expenses because we don't have to meet that determination this year, that can help to feed your reserve and grow your reserves so that we maintain and grow your percentage to have in future years.
I get that reserve is important to have, and there is a cap on how much you can put in reserve, right?
So when we're trying to meet the funding determination, that naturally restricts how much can go into the reserve because you've already got 80% of your funds going to instructional and you need probably 15% to have administration and other costs. So that really only leaves you with 5 to 10% that could grow into your reserve every year. So since this is not the funding determination year, there's an, I hate to say an opportunity because we should meet that percentage every year, but there is an opportunity to put a little bit extra into the reserve. And I don't think anyone would question it with all the growth you have. It's really a fiscally conservative action and step to take.
But we would still be underneath the cap that we have for the reserve.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so back up in summary, then there's about 400,000 roughly that we're looking at for increasing Chromebooks and those kinds of things. And that's the kind of
Correct.
plan that I was referring to under the previous item, Jerem, is an update of where we would be with that $400,000 and what the priorities might be.
Yeah, the priorities are what Rebecca had listed, as well as myself, and hiring staff, as well as professional development, as well as student supplies, as well as which wasn't stated, but I had stated to you in another meeting about assessment tools. Those are at least the four top priorities right now.
Thank you. Sorry for interrupting, Rebecca.
No, it's good discussion. So on the next slide, I get a little bit deeper into the revenue increase. So the LCFF revenue went up 1,852,000 just from the ADA and the growth that we've had during the year. From the second interim report, that's up 323,000. The federal revenue went up 13,000 from a CSI award and IDEA additional funding that went up because of ADA going up. And then on the state revenue side, there was 183,000 from a couple of various sources, mostly because as ADA goes up, those funds also go up. So that has increased 24,000 just from the second interim to the end of March. So revenue keeps growing as the school grows. Looking at the expenses, the personnel expenses has gone up 500,000. I'm sorry, has gone, it has saving, has additional increased staffing needs 500,000 for growth. There's different, the different positions that were budgeted throughout the year. Books and supplies has gone up 189,000 in softwares and computers, predominantly for Chromebook purchases. And then professional services line item has gone up 335,000. That's within legal, which includes an anticipated amount that may be paid out regarding a pending matter. As professional development, an advocacy consultant, and increased human resources consultant utilization, an increase in some bank fees because of the transition with the line of credit that was a fairly large annual expense, and then the management and oversight from Charter Impact as well as from the district, which are
Can't hear
both
you,
based on
Rebecca.
revenue. Yeah. Uh-oh. I don't know if I froze
Rebecca,
or
we
if you
can't hear
froze,
you.
Tom.
Can hear you, Rebecca.
Tom froze. There you are.
Now I can hear.
Okay, good.
Thank
Sorry
God.
about
I was sorry. I was trying to.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you had a question or not. So,
No, thank you. That was just for some reason our sound went off. Thank you.
of course, thank you. And then looking at interest was also an area that went up. But as I mentioned, we did make a nice payment in April. So those monthly payments are now projected to start. Interest will go down for the next little bit. Looking at our fund balance or kind of our reserve funds, we are currently projected with a year-end surplus of about 13.4%. Now, if there's additional items that are able to be identified for and pushed towards instructional spend, that percentage will go down. But if we maintain and keep those funds and have them instead build up the reserve balance, then your fund balance will grow to 22.8% of annual expenses, which is well under, anything that anyone would question at a charter school, but is gives a little bit more protection to the school than what we had initially budgeted, which was having just a 12% reserve, which is a little bit tight. So that's part of why I say having some of these additional funds go towards your reserve really is financially kind of a conservative way to approach this opportunity. Following this, I had the normal traditional appendices that are provided, including the forecast, and then I do have the ratios that we talked about here on that sheet as well, and then just the standard financials. And that concludes my presentation. If there's any questions about
Rudy?
it.
No.
Rudy, any other questions?
No. Thank you. Thank you.
Charlie?
Yeah, no questions. Thank you, Rebecca.
And
You're
Rebecca,
welcome. Thank you.
I think your reports are excellent. It's nice to be able to increase. Am I correct that if we have a little bit money more in the reserve to start the year, that we don't have to big loans out?
Rebecca, you're on mute.
Sorry about
Thank you.
that. Yes, if we are able to build the reserves a little more, that will help. I still project that even with that, you will have to do some borrowing next year, depending on how much growth occurs during the school year, but it will certainly help to reduce the amount that is necessary.
Okay, and again, excellent report, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay, then that would we thank Rebecca. 9.3, Jerem.
9.3 is an item that was requested from the board pertaining to discussion about replacement of and new board members and having more discussion pertaining to that. So I've turned the time to the board for that discussion.
Okay, first, we've gone through our qualifications that we have preferred, but doesn't mean we have to accept all of them. We have a if we have somebody that applies, they have a form now that they would fill out, and we would then we would be updated that through Jerem and Rudy. Your concerns or questions on this item?
We have a form. I don't know that I've seen that form.
Okay, Jerem.
Tabitha, you want to share that form?
Because it was sent out.
I don't have the qualifications, or is that I got
Just look for it.
in the meantime, while she's looking for the form, any other questions there? Oh, there it is.
So this was the form that she sent out a couple weeks to all of us.
Okay, I missed that one. I'll have to go back to my emails and look at that and get a copy. So if there's anybody that I become aware of that's interested in applying, I can provide them with that form.
Yeah, I'll just say, Tabitha, please send that out so it'll be at the top of all of our email again.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Yes.
Thank
I
you.
apologize for that, Tabitha.
Thank you, Tabitha.
So, we had I think a page of preferred qualifications that the chair developed. Is that correct?
We had one, and that was sent out with all of our summaries.
Yeah. Did my fellow board members see the one that I requested after that that I added to that?
I can't say that I have it right here in front of me.
Yeah, I don't either.
Can you get to that, Jerem?
Tabitha, you want to, what they're referring to, and you could share that.
I have one, but I'm not sure if
It's the document that Rudy had
yeah,
created.
I submitted one, the title Preferred Qualifications. or a PAAE board member.
Rudy, did you add the Toms, or was it a new?
No, this was we had the workshop where we discussed that, right. and we came up with the list based on what Tom had presented,
right.
And then there's been a period where you know, we could look at that and make suggestions or for additions or improvements possibly. And so in an attempt for me to do that, I realized it was going to be really difficult and trying to kind of add in what my thinking was. So I submitted a sheet. And I think if you look at those two and compare them, then you could more readily see what we might want to add if we want to add anything, or what we might want to modify if we want to modify anything.
I think I have it here, just a moment. Rudy, let me, can you confirm if this one is yours? Let me just share my screen.
Yes, that's it. No, that's not.
That's not it.
Well, that's partially it. That looks like that might be a second page.
This is the one that for Qualkish that was that you had requested of a summary from the meeting minutes.
Yeah.
And then after that, after you received that, you created a different one. And I'm trying to find that different one that was shared with the board now.
One looks like it was it partially. Would you put that up again, please? No,
that was the summary of the our meeting.
Yeah, that's not the one that I submitted. No.
Yeah, that was the summary one that we had. So, can we?
Still looking here. I shared it, but I wasn't prepared to share it here. So,
Well, maybe we should just move on because this would take up a lot of time on the board. This is an example of where it would be really handy to be able to have a subcommittee of the board that could take the time to go over something like this instead of taking up the time at a meeting.
Well,
regular meeting of the board.
I still think I. Can our next meeting is June? What's June? What?
Second, I believe.
June 2nd or 3rd?
Maybe. Well, I'll double check. Let's see here. It's June 3rd. Yeah.
Okay. On June 3rd, I would like Tabitha to send out to all the boards both the summary sheet that we just saw plus Rudy's summary sheet, and if once then we send it out to us for comments, and then we could again talk about it in the June meeting. I mean, I still want to see them both together, and I'd still like to talk about them, but I agree we need to move on. Is that okay, Rudy?
Yeah. It would take. This isn't the appropriate forum to do this.
Right, but if we have all the sheets and then have time, and then we could, you know, have a discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay.
Any progress on identifying candidates for the board?
I have none yet. I've looked at two different people, but they weren't real excited right now and Charlie, how about you?
Yeah, I have one that's a possible candidate for replacement.
Okay, and he's got one possible. How about you, Rudy?
No, I don't. I was waiting on the qualifications that I could discuss with people.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Then are we okay with Charlie? Are we okay with 9.3?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Rudy?
A little
Yes.
further in the next
Okay,
meeting.
thank you. Moving on to 9.4, school funded funded students scholarships for 2024-25. Jerem, that topic.
Yeah, this was a request by the board to look into pertaining to spending revenue that the school has on potential scholarships for students this year. We had legal look into this, and essentially they said legally, sure, you could do that. However, it would be 100% administrative cost, and in conferring with Charter Impact as well as legal counsel, the recommendation was to not set that precedent or use administrative funds for that purpose. But it's definitely, another caveat to this as well is that scholarships are offered by the various WIOAs or versions of financial aid, I'll say, are offered by the various WIOAs throughout the state, depending upon which region it is. Where the student graduates and resides, the counselor is working with the WIOA in that region to be able to help the student if needs be in any kind of scholarship or financial aid. The other thing is the counselors are working with things outside of the WIOA, including linking them with financial aid for free to attend junior colleges and other trade schools in their area that offer those types of things. So it's really much more region specific, depending upon where they live and the needs of that student, that we already have a system in place essentially to do that. So it's not, it would be nice if Pathways could contribute even further if we wanted to in the form of scholarships as 9.4 is suggesting, but it's not necessary either. So anyhow, that's what the information I was able to find out, and of course would love to hear the board collaborate pertaining to this.
Rudy?
Those funds from any source would be put into the school's general fund and then tagged for administrative purposes, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so what an awkward situation to be in a funding determination year that we may have to tell a benefactor that we can't accept the donation. That would really be awkward. So to date, have we had any donations from any other sources beside the board?
No.
Okay. Is there any effort to contact those other sources that you just talked about?
Well, yeah, there's consistent effort, but they offer their own scholarship or mechanism. They wouldn't donate to the school for us to give
Oh,
to
I
the
see
student.
what you're talking
Yeah.
about. Ah, okay. So have any of our students been awarded by another organization a scholarship?
I know that there have been, but we don't keep close. I don't have a tracking sheet that tracks that, so I can't say how many and how much and when and that kind of thing.
Well, this is good information and new information that our students have been successful in that way, and I think it's worthwhile to hear of that kind of a recognition when appropriate during school highlights.
Sounds
That's good.
good. Yeah.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, I agree, Rudy. That's a good point. And yeah, ha having that background information, Jerem, and thank you for that. I would not be in favor of using our funding to promote a scholarship. So I that's how I feel.
And I feel the same. I also hope our Bonnie, who is in charge of our community outreach people, would work with, you know, gathering more information on awards of, you know, we have 493 grads and awards to them for their continuing education. And I think when we gather that, then that would encourage more students to look within the WIOA. And I still hopefully that the our teachers, our counselors and staff can facilitate maybe some other scholarships, but I appreciate that information. Thank you. Hearing no other comments, 9.5, Jerem, our calendar for next year.
Sure. Tabitha, would you be able to share the draft of the 25-26 board calendar? I know that this has also been shared and you've had the opportunity to look at it, but let's take a look at it together now and ask any questions that you may have. So we put in some tentative study sessions, for instance, because there was a request for that. The only reasons why it's tentative, there's already scheduled on those dates a CEO evaluation committee meeting. So we felt probably most effective to do it on a day that there's already a meeting rather than having an additional meeting preparation. And tentative because as we have the need for them, we should do them. As we don't have the need, we shouldn't just create something to have a meeting when it maybe is not needed. So we incorporated that into per the board's request, as well as just some minor updates on various other things and changed the dates. But it's essentially the core and crux of what we have been doing and suggest that we continue to move forward with the additional meetings in there as well. Any questions or comments about 9.5, which will be brought to the June meeting for approval?
And looking at March 10th.
No.
Under the financial, oh, I'm sorry, Rudy, did you have a question first? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so our goal would be to have the new board member with a term that would enable that person to attend and officially participate in the September. Oh no, okay. So my term expires on the 14th. I'll be around for the September 9th meeting. Okay, I was reading it the other way. I take it back. I don't have a question.
Okay. Okay. Charlie, a question before I just jumped ahead, guys. I'm sorry. Charlie?
No questions. That's good.
Okay. And mine now back to on March 10th. I want to make sure that in that meeting that we go over, through the budget report that we get any notice that we would have to give any, if we're not applying the 80-20 and we can make it without having to allocate extra funds for staff at that meeting. You know, before it was a shock when it came into the April. So is that in March 10th agreed upon that?
It's in there already, Tom. It's in there. It's in there this year. It's in there the next year as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been in there.
I just didn't read the last line. It's my fault, but I just wanted to make sure that it was in there. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. And with seeing no other questions, Jerem, the calendar looks good.
I have one more question. Where do you want to insert the term for the new board member?
When they
you want that approval to be on September the 9th or December the 2nd or what?
I believe whenever we find that member, like before when you came on, we had an opening for 3 or 4 months and we went without a board member. So it's when we can get it and approve it, then we'll accept it.
So how far in advance that you, so 2 or 3 months, we've known since September that we're going to need a new board member. Why wouldn't we be able to have that calendared?
I don't think it's something you can calendar. Once we get somebody that applies, then we can go towards moving them on as a board member if they're accepted.
Can we put it in a really, the question, can we put that on the agenda for our June 3rd meeting? It gives us a few months.
It is on the agenda in the discussion session about the process for new replacement board members that will be on there.
And if anybody can find somebody by then and get them calendared and do that, then we can have a meeting to concern that.
I think there would be a better chance that someone would be found if we advertised the position. And I know there has been a reluctance on the part of the board to do that in the past. One place that we could at least make it known that there's a vacancy is among our WIOA contacts.
Do we want Jeremy to put out a letter to the WIOA contacts?
Well, we encouraged that, not specifically a letter, but we encouraged the CEO to do recruitment within the WIOA community. I think a letter would be great.
Because I know right now Warner Springs has a board opening, and they had posted that on their website. So I believe we should post it on our website that we have a board opening.
Great. I know that there was a reluctance to do that in the past, that there was a concern that it would get out of hand, but I don't think that that's really a concern.
I think if it went into some things, but I think on our website would be a good place to publish it, and that's where they did it, Warner Springs.
In the charter world, is there an organization where other schools have posted something like that, Jerem?
Not that I'm aware of. I've never seen that posted. Yeah, I've seen only for jobs or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, I understand, and for clarification, we'll post it on the website, and we'll direct Jerem to send out a letter to our WIOA contacts.
Yes. Yes. If everybody's in agreement.
That's great. Thank you.
I agree.
Everybody's in concurrent.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to our consent calendar. I would like a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
I second it.
I have a first and second. I'm going to call for the vote. Rudy?
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom? Aye. The consent calendar was approved. Moving on to item 11.1. I would like a motion to open 11.1.
I move to open 11.1 as the action item.
And
Charlie.
I have a first and second. Jerem?
So 11.1 was an item that was requested by the board to place on the agenda pertaining to approval of a CEO retention bonus. So I'll open that up for the board for discussion.
Okay, Rudy?
I think it's well-deserved.
Charlie?
Yeah, I too think it's well-deserved and appropriate.
And I concur. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I will call for the vote. Rudy?
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom Schaff? Aye. Carried 3-0. 12.1, it's approval of the declaration of need. a motion to open 12.1.
I move to open item 12.1.
I second it, Charlie.
I have a first and second. Jerem?
So 12.1 is an item that has been on past agendas. It pertains to a declaration of need that the San Diego County Office of Education requires if at any point Pathways or any school in San Diego County Unified desires to hire somebody that doesn't have the proper credential. You have to show that there is nobody else that's able to do the job and that you're in a very difficult situation, and then you can ask for a waiver. It's not something that we anticipate. It's not something that we currently need, nor have we ever needed. However, it's the recommendation of San Diego County Office of Ed that you put one of these on file just in case there is that need. So just to be careful about it, we thought we would go ahead and do that. And it's recommended that the board approve the declaration of need for Pathways Academy Adult Education.
Rudy, any discussion?
Only that somewhere down the line that there may be an effort to include the designated subjects adult credential as one that authorizes teaching in our program. That's not really directly related to this, but I think that in the future, that would be one way of addressing a need. I think that that credential has worked well for adult education programs throughout California for many, many years in the high school diploma program. And I think that that would be appropriate for Pathways as well.
Charlie?
Yeah, I agree. Rudy, is that something we can put in our...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would say something that we can place in our job description as preferred.
So just for clarity, it's not something that it's the current law is such that it's not permitted. So they would have to change the law in Ed Code in order to permit that. And if they did, of course, then I would have no problem with it. But the current Ed Code states that you can't have somebody, in this case, at Pathways with that.
That is correct.
Okay, so we can't add it right now, but we'll keep it on our mind if the law changes.
I think that we should definitely keep that in mind for legislative advocacy in the future.
Excellent. Okay, now we came in full circle. Okay, any other comments on this approval of a declaration of need?
Not for me, Charlie.
And Rudy?
No.
Okay, I'd like to call for the vote for approval of this action. Rudy?
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom? Aye. Moving on to 12.2, approval of the 2025-2026 staffing plan. I'd like a motion to open this.
I move that we open this item.
I second it.
I have a first and second for the vote. Call for the vote to open. Rudy?
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom Schaff? Aye. We've opened for 12.2, Jerem.
Yes, thank you. So 12.2 is an item that we have annually, right? At this time of year, it's very important as it pertains to the staffing plan for next year. In preparation for the staffing plan and contracts that will be going out in the next 2 weeks or so to staff, it is imperative that we approve the staffing plan. It's recommended the board approve it as it's presented. There was a bus that was created that is extremely thorough. So if you had, and I recommended each of you to review that bus, if you read that bus, it really tells you pretty much everything you'll need to know about 12.2 and give you a really good idea about how to proceed with any questions that you might have. In addition to that, there's a presentation that we're going to be going over right now That will be myself, as well as Acacia, our human resource team, as well as Rebecca, who's has some financial elements to, of course, the staffing plan. Now, I will note here while Tabitha is bringing up the presentation on the screen is that Daniel from Acacia is joining us. Appreciate you being here, Daniel, very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I don't recall whether you've met our board in the past.
I have not. It's the first time.
Okay. So Daniel has been excellent help for us. He works at, of course, Acacia. We've worked with him for quite some time now. His supervisor, Marie, was slated to join us today. She is the one that was going to help with this presentation. She texted us early this morning that she was going to be unable to be here today. She had an unexpected personal matter where she's not going to be at work today. So Daniel, who did the bulk of the work of the compensation study, agreed to join us. So we really appreciate, again, Daniel being here. Again, he did much, if not most, of the compensation study that is part of the staffing plan. And we appreciate him being here. Just keep in mind, again, that he wasn't aware that he was going to be presenting until just maybe an hour and a half ago because Marie was unable to join us. So be gentle on Daniel, even though I know he can take your questions. So we're confident of that. Thank you, Daniel, again, for being here and short notice, and appreciate it. So yeah. Tabitha, if you would share the first slide of the presentation, which is on the screen now. Much of this pertains to what Daniel and his team worked on. I'm going to go ahead, if it's okay with you, Daniel, I'll let you kind of review each of these bullets as talking points, and then we'll pause. I may stop you at certain points and if there be a question by the board, and then we'll go to the second slide in a few minutes that's more pertaining to Rebecca and myself. And I'll comment as well on this slide that we're looking at as well. But I'll go ahead and let Daniel give a summary of the compensation study that was completed and the thoroughness behind it.
Great. Sounds good. Thanks, Jerem. So for the 25-26 school year, we reviewed the compensation plan, and we are recommending a 3.5% increase over last year's rates for most of the roles. So the assistant director, our certificated salary schedule, as well as the classified schedule. And that 3.5% is really to help us remain competitive with our regional compensation trends and market analysis, to remain competitive with the charter schools, as well as some unified school districts as well here in the Southern California area. So we just kind of, apply that 3.5% increase over that, which is kind of what we've been seeing across the board, is about 3 to 4%, is what a lot of other charters and some of the USDs are doing as well.
For clarity, Daniel, the objective with all positions, whether it be an instructional assistant or the CEO and everything up and down in between that, is to get people to about the average of what the market is. So in this case, it required about 3.5 to 4%. We could go to 4%, by the way, if needs be, or the board desired to do that. So the recommendation was, let's take the middle of it to 3.5, but we definitely have the budget to go to 4 if we desired it. But the key, and correct me if I'm wrong, Daniel, that you're stating here, is that these positions, in order to get them to that market averages and become, we had to increase it by that amount. So we adjusted salary schedules accordingly based on your research and the study that you did.
Yeah, correct. So that's what we did. And then we also, like what you mentioned with the average. So, in prior years, we've kind of based it off the median. So this year, we adjusted it to be more on the average, which brings us more in line to be competitive instead of using that median number. So, we we looked at the averages and brought those up, and that's averaged to about a 3.5% increase in there.
Has a question?
Yeah, I have a comment, actually. We do have, according to you, Jerem, the ability to do that up to 4%. And are all of these positions tagged for instruction?
Yes.
I don't see any reason why we wouldn't go to 4% if we have the ability to do that.
And Charlie, what do you think? I concur. I think that if we have the money to do that, and if it's instructionally based, I think that I would be supportive of that, Rudy.
And I would support 4%.
When we approve, presumably approve the staffing plan, whoever makes the motion, just include that caveat, if you will, that we approve the staffing plan as is, except instead of a 3.5, it'd be 4%, and then we'll make the adjustments accordingly. So that'll be a simple way to do that.
Okay, so at that point, then I will make that, but we're all in agreement, so we can continue with the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Daniel, thank you. Continue, please.
Great. The certificated specialist schedule was pretty much already aligned with the market, so we made very minimal adjustments on there. There were a few steps that we just kind of adjusted to be into that average. Like I mentioned, previously we were looking at the median, and then we changed to the average. So with the certificated specialist schedule, there weren't a lot of changes, significant changes, but we just did update some of those steps to more closely align with the market averages. And then, one new addition to the schedule was adding the director salary schedule. So that was created by really kind of analyzing the gap between where the assistant director salary schedule is and the CEO executive director schedule, and really referencing the market data for that as well. So that's how we came up with that salary schedule for the new director.
And is
And
that all instructional as well?
That's all. That's instructional.
Okay,
Yes.
I think you got that.
And we had one of the that we're getting that new position of director. Does the director's job description, Jerem, include a requirement as yours to have a administrative credential?
It's preferred, not required, and that is
Does
it
Starla
that
have one? Does Starla have one?
she's in the process of getting that. She's also working on her PhD right now as well. She's a year into her PhD, so she's definitely more than qualified, but she'll have that soon. But it's not it's preferred, and I think my recommendation is that that's how it should be.
Rudy?
Yeah, I have a question back to bullet three.
Oh, okay.
I understand what we did in previous years and what the median is. The median is half of them are above and half of them are below. But I would like to understand better how the average market rate is better to use as a benchmark, and what average means in this case. How, in other
Average.
words, how is it calculated?
Yeah, you take the total amount divided by the number of schools compared, and that will give you the average. And then
So
why it's better, I could
the
let
total
Daniel speak
amount
to
is
that.
the total amount adding all of the salaries for all of those positions, and then
Yes,
dividing them by the
and
number.
yeah, and then factoring in at any of these positions, including the CEO position, if there's any ones that are skewing that number too high or too low, then they would factor that in as well and make sure that that does not happen. But I'll let Daniel confirm that.
And when you identify one that's skewed, how do you adjust?
The Daniel would go look at what is the average rather than the actual. in their maybe their salary schedule, and then also he would it could be eliminated. So we'd look at their salary schedule, Rudy. We'd look at the salary schedule of that CEO, and if they're on a higher end of the salary schedule, and if therefore it's skewing it too high, they would go more towards the average of that salary schedule for the CEO, or they would eliminate it entirely from the comparison, which they did with one in one case.
And average being what?
The middle of that salary schedule for that particular one that they feel is skewing it too high. So based on their experience and expertise in doing this, they're able to look at those numbers and make sure that it's not being skewed. I don't
Right.
think
And
we,
it
I
allows,
don't think, yeah, is there a concern with that, Rudy, or?
No, I just want to understand it, and I was hoping to hear from Daniel about that, because average can be calculated in a number of different ways. I was just curious how that is done in this way, and if I'm I think it's wonderful that there's the ability to do that with one a school that it looks like it may be skewed. But I was curious how you go about doing that. Maybe you could explain that to me outside of the meeting sometime, because I imagine that that could get pretty complicated, and I'm curious.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. And Daniel, you confirm if what I stated was accurate and inaccurate in any way, please do so.
No, yeah, that was completely accurate. We are taking, so essentially what we're doing to get the average is, so we are looking at, about 14 different schools, a combination of the unified school districts as well as the charter schools. So we are taking the average of those salaries, and then that's how we're using the average from those 13 to 14 schools on those salary schedules. So we're looking at certificated staff, or for something like the CEO executive director. There was one, like what Jaron mentioned, there was one outlier that we completely removed because it was pretty high. So we removed that, and that gave us a much more balanced average than if we were to include that. So using the average kind of really gives us a more balanced number when we are looking at the different salary ranges.
Particular, Daniel, clarify for the CEO, we weren't looking at unified school districts. We were only looking at schools that were apples to apples compared to the pathways, not something like the teachers. On the other hand, you can compare with dual school districts and so forth, but that wouldn't have been and isn't appropriate per se. And Acacia factored that in and made sure that they were not doing something like that so they can get an accurate number for the CEO's salary.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that, Jerome. Yeah, with the executive administrative staff, the unified school districts are not included in that. That's strictly through the charter schools.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, anything else on the staffing plan?
Yeah, I know that the second to the last bullet we discussed, and if you want to add to this, of course, Daniel or Rebecca, that we increased it by $100. The vast majority of staff does not exceed the amount of the employer contribution. This optically will be very helpful for recruiting as well as comparison purposes, but it has very little effect upon our budget. And it also, helps to compensate for some increases in employee premiums that are projected for sure to go up, and factoring in that we do not offer CalSTRS or PERS. So we felt it was appropriate to do that. And I don't know if Rebecca or Daniel have any comments on that as well.
I think you covered that very well, but happy to address any concerns.
Oh, Rebecca's good. Hi.
Rudy, I think you have a question.
Yeah, does that $100 increase relate in any way to inflation?
I think it's factored into inflation, but it's really more of the projections of larger than $100 increases in premiums that are going to be coming to employees.
Yeah, and it's kind of it's a lot of times standard practice to increase that kind of with this model to increase a little bit because we are seeing in the market about it kind of depends on the carriers, but I've been seeing lately anywhere from a 9 to even up to a 20% increase in medical premiums for employees in renewals that we're seeing this year so far.
Okay. See, this is a cost to our employees, correct? Or it's a cost to us so that our employees, the benefit that they receive is a health plan, and health plan increases go up above inflation. And I'm just wondering if this is enough, given the fact that we apparently have a good position with our finances.
It'd be my recommendation that it goes up another 100, but that would be up to the board to make that decision. We do have the ability to do that, similar to, and it's instruction related, as the question came earlier about the 4%. If we increase the 4% for the salary schedule, would that does that apply here? It does, and it's much more minimal financial impact, but on the organization than that, and it's instruction related, and that would be my recommendation if the board would want to do that. In other words, take it from 1895 to 2095 to be more readily meet what you were just describing, Ruby.
So instead of 1995 to 2095, is that what you
That's
said?
just a recommendation if the board wanted to do that based on your comment, which I agree with.
Okay. So Rudy, is that's 2095 is your recommendation?
Yes.
And Charlie?
I concur.
And I concur. Okay.
Thank you.
And yep, thank you, Rudy, for those questions. And then anything that you feel with regard to the compensation study board that you have questions about any of the positions, about anything that you feel like you want clarity on, before we move to the next slide, which is going past the compensation study now.
Well, I have a question, but I think it's going to be answered. It has nothing to do with the salary schedule for the director, but more to the requirements and the process by which we're selecting that person.
So
So
that
I'd
would
wait.
we would want to fill that position. We have the ability to fill that position sooner rather than later. We would want to put it on EdJoin and open it up to any internal candidates as well, and then find who is the best candidate and offer that position to that person.
That sounds good with me. How about requirements?
If he changes, she can't get it.
Well, I think that's something we need to talk about. At least I'm would like to talk about.
Okay.
I don't, yeah, I don't, I kind of stated my opinion on that as well as the just significant experience in working in charter schools and with that it's really not necessary. And especially in this particular case, we want to find the best candidate. And if there's somebody else who has that credential, then we're going to hire him. But the credential wouldn't put them over the edge unless all things were exactly equal.
Right. I agree with that. I just think that the director, who is probably the way I see it in the hierarchy, is second in command. If you were not available, she would be operating the organization and wouldn't have that credential. It could be a deficit. But that's how I feel.
I hear that, and I can appreciate that. It just based on all my experience, I would disagree. Yeah.
Input, Rudy.
Were the job descriptions part of the staffing plan?
Yes.
Okay. Under the job descriptions, there's a column. There's a listing of job descriptions, and then there's a column that has whether it's what percentage it's instruction related. And the first one is the executive director instruction related is 40%. So we're estimating that in 2024 or 2025, 2026, that'll be about 40%. Is that correct?
Correct.
Jeremy, could you put that page up, please?
Currently it's 50%, so dropping at 10. So a change of 10% from this year. You want to put that page on the bus, page two,
yeah,
Tabitha,
we're
please?
We're looking at it. So I had printed part of it, but I didn't print the whole.
Okay, that's page two there of the bus. And what is your question there, Rudy?
I have, you and I had a conversation, I guess, at some point, because I have here where I have an email that says the CEO salary administrative percentage will increase from 50% to 80%.
That was pertaining to some questions pertaining to adding board members, not pertaining to this.
Well, that makes it more confusing for me. Why would the percentage change for the CEO? Oh, I understand now. Okay. Because you would be putting in more time with the board. Okay, I understand. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. Okay, we can go back to the presentation screen, Tabitha, please. Thank you. Daniel, or back to the question there before Daniel wraps up and questions for Daniel. Any questions about any of the positions pertaining to whether we're talking about an IA, CEO, pertaining to the compensation study?
My one question is under the job descriptions, which person under the job descriptions other than you has special ed?
That is the new the one of the ADs that will be hiring will help with special education, help me help with special education.
So currently, well, you told me the other day, I believe, that one of our ADs has a completed administrative one, right?
Our ADs has an administrative credential, yes.
And which one is that?
Megan.
Okay. And so if something happens to you for any reason, Megan has to be designated the person working with special ed. Is that true then?
No, yeah. Currently, maybe there's a misunderstanding that in order to work with special ed, you have to have administrative credential. That's not entirely accurate.
But in an IEP meeting, you have to have somebody with a credential. We were told that.
Yes. But there is the how do I explain this? You have to have a credential, not necessarily administrative credential. I didn't correct her on that, and she was speaking, but she's not. It's not entirely accurate. So I don't think we need to splice it out here. But you don't have to have an administrative credential in order to be in an IEP meeting unless the IEP the issue pertained to a need for a person to have to have the administrative credential, which they don't. We don't. Yeah, it's not accurate. Yeah.
Okay, since we've heard
So, for
when
instance, I'm not in all the IEP meetings. They still go through those IEP meetings. It's not required. Yeah, you don't have to have that. If there was issues or problems or challenges, and they needed an administrator present at that IEP meeting, and that administrator at a charter school, which is different, doesn't have one, it's not required. It's not needed.
okay, I
So there's
need
a difference between what's happening in regular schools and charter schools. And I think in closed session, Wendy was illustrating that a little bit, like, for instance,
Okay.
with the personal
And
necessity days, right? It's
right
just different.
now, okay. Right now I'm accepting the plan, but I need it for clarification for the board. In a chartered world, is a credentialed person and administrative credential needed on an IEP? Because in the regular world, you need a administrator to sign off on a IEP, and some of them they do it. They have psychologists that are administrators, or they have somebody on there. You have the teachers and educational specialist, but in the charter world,
Yeah.
I do
So,
not know the law, and I
sure.
just.
So, Tom, it's somebody has to, from an administrative capacity in the school, but they don't have to have an administrative credential. So that's the distinction in a charter school. So an administrator who is somebody who has an administrative role in the school is participating. Sometimes that's me, sometimes that's one of the ADs. Right? So
Okay.
it's not a requirement, though.
Okay. And that is something that, I am still, I just want to, you clarified that we did not have to have in our job descriptions required administrative credentials. I'm clear on that. I am not cleared on the special ed part, and I just want to get clarification
Sure.
out to
I'll
all.
follow up again with legal counsel, and I'll get back to you. But I know that's what it is. But I have no problem doing that again. That's fine, Tom. I can do
And
that.
the only, I just want us all, I just don't want all the board, from what Wendy said to what we're talking about here, I just want it clarified. And once it's clarified, I mean, right now we can accept it, but with the
Sure.
clarification, then the board can make other decisions or go back and amend anything. But I
Sure.
would like it clarified. That's all.
Yeah, and just for sake of discussion, even if it is that I would never have anybody in an IEP meeting that didn't have one. So it's either way, it's not an issue. But I hear what you're saying. You follow what I'm saying? I
Well,
wouldn't have anybody in an IEP. Let's say she says yes, you have to have one. Well, then I would make sure that nobody in the administrator has one.
I
That's
just want
it.
to hear.
You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
that just. I just want to know in the charter world what is
Yeah.
required in a special ed meeting so that we don't get dinged, because special ed is one area that they could, and I just
Sure.
don't know and I don't know the requirement. I'm just asking for clarification for the board.
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all. I'll get it. I'll check in with them again, and I'll let you know about that. That's no problem.
Yeah, the other part I understood for being, a director or a CEO, I understand how you clarified that. I just want the terminology now to include, the special ed part.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry I got on that, but I just she just when Wendy mentioned it, I just, a flag went up, and once I'm clarified, then I think my fellow board members all want to have the same understanding. So, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, continuing on with the staff plan. I mean, everybody, we've gone through it, the buses, we've got two changes that we're going to recommend, and I'm sure that all of the board read the change that you made with the CEO. And so, anything else on the staffing plan?
Well, back to my question. I just want to clarify, Tom, you don't have any more questions about the compensation study, is that right? No, no matter what position we're applying this to?
No, not since
Not you.
not since there
Before we
was.
move from this slide, I want to just get clear. You don't. Charlie, do you have any questions, regardless of the position, changing the compensation study?
The compensation, no, I'm just disagreeing with you with the requirement for the director.
And then, Rudy, do you have any questions about the compensation study, regardless of the position?
Yeah, I do have one for clarification. With regard to the job descriptions, the executive director percentage related to instruction is going from 50% to 40%.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the projected. I mean, it may end up being more or less than that, but that's what the projection is. Yes.
Yeah. So we have over time hired three administrators to cover that portion of the CEO's instructional related responsibilities, and it's gone from 50% to 40%.
Gone from 100% to 40% over a period of a couple of years. So it's trickling down. And and additionally, for context, right? So we will make sure we keep this in context. The amount of duties pertaining to both instruction and administration has increased significantly as the school has grown.
And one of
So we're
those,
not necessarily comparing apples with apples if we make that comparison like that. Just
well, one of those areas of responsibility that has increased is special ed. Correct?
No, not really. No, the percentage has been the same. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Daniel, anything you want to wrap up about the compensation study before we move to the next slide?
No, I think we covered it all. We just feel that the overall structure really balances that market alignment with sustainability, something that Pathways can sustain going forward as well, and really supporting that long-term growth that we anticipate.
Good. Thank you, Daniel. And please keep joining us here because there may be other questions that come. Thank you.
Sure.
The second slide will be quite quick here. And then maybe we'll take a vote, or do you want to do that now, Tabitha? Yes. Can we
Sorry,
take a quick
I was
two?
looking for Dr. Schaff to say, can we take a bathroom break?
Can we take maybe 2 or 3 minutes for a bathroom
Well,
break, real quick?
are we to the point where we can vote on this one?
I think so, but let me just clarify
That will make a it'll make a good place for a bathroom break.
Yes, I'll just emphasize this slide has the numbers related to all of the things that we've just talked about. Also shows what it was last year compared to this year, which makes sense based upon the growth. The far right side of the screen is what we've already talked about with regards to employer contribution. And of course, we have provided links, which you already have access to all the other things down under the org chart, which shows that the bus, which we've gone over, salary schedule, and so forth. So, any questions about this slide or the staffing plan?
Rudy?
I have one request, and that is that once you've updated those figures, that maybe you could send us a slide that's updated for those figures.
Sure.
In other words, the 9.02 million will go up because we've authorized a 4% instead of a 3% for salaries and an additional $100 for benefits.
Yes, I'll make sure that I get that to the board for sure.
Okay, Rudy, any other questions?
No.
Charlie?
No further questions.
Okay, having no further questions, I want to make sure that the two changes were made from 3.5 to 4%, and the change of increase to 2,095 per month were the only changes that was agreed upon. Are those in there, Jerem?
Yes.
Call for the vote for the approval. Rudy?
Aye.
Charlie?
Nay.
What?
Nay.
Oh, nay.
Yeah, just because of the one clarification
Okay.
requirement.
And Tom Schaff, yes, it carried.
What again, Charlie? Tell me why you voted nay.
I think I'm firmly on the qualifications for the director that that person must have a administrative credential.
I still vote aye, because I think there are a lot of other agencies that don't require that. For example, a superintendent of a public school district does not have to have an administrative credential.
That's right. Yeah. Irvine Unified School District, for instance, and others, many of them, very high, extremely high performing school districts, they don't have administrative credential. But I totally understand and can respect your position on it, Charlie.
I do too, Charlie, but I keep my vote on
Okay,
That's
so
fine.
the vote still may
Passes.
passes at 2-1, and the time is 10:56, so we need a 10-minute break. Let's be back at 12:05.
You should be able to do, just in case, I don't think there's any questions, but Daniel, Rebecca, you can stay put just for the last portion of the meeting.
I actually am up against a time commitment. Did you need me for the future other
I don't
items?
think I don't need you, but the board, I don't, they're not needed, but
Okay,
just
the
in
only thing
case.
is Rebecca, I just need Rebecca's word because the next one is we made those two increases and that's within the budget. Is that right, Rebecca?
Yes. Yeah,
Okay.
that'll be fine.
No,
Well, she's
then we're
referring
okay.
to the next item. She's referring to the next item of the approval of the CEO contract. Do you have any questions for Rebecca? Because she may not be able to join us after the break.
No, I that's we can go with the contract because that was part of the last thing, and she went with all the changes that we had made in the staff plan. That
Well,
you
I
know,
agree.
agreed.
Jerem, the contract was in alignment with the salary schedules, right?
That's correct,
Okay,
yes.
yeah, that's fine. Just wanted to double check.
Okay, and that's all we were just double checking. Now, can we still take a break till
Wait, wait, wait.
12:05?
Rudy has a
I
quick
have a
question.
question for Rebecca. I have my
I'm
hand up.
very popular.
I didn't
Yeah,
see it, Rudy.
Rebecca,
Oh.
I want to know in your role of CFO related to item 12.3, if you had reviewed the contract.
The CEO contract?
The CEO contract, yes.
No, I have
In
not
your
seen that
role as
draft.
CFO. She's seen the compensation amount, but hasn't looked at the intricacies of the non-financial matters in the contract. So she knows the financial amount, but she does not know, nor does she need to know, per se, as the CFO, the other legal matters in the contract. Correct me if
Correct.
I'm wrong on that, Rebecca. Yeah.
No, that would be an HR matter.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, now we're at break till 12:05.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca. Appreciate it.
Okay, do we have everybody here? Jerem? Jerem? You're
Yes,
muted.
hi.
Oh, you were waiting. It's time. It's okay. And with that screen up, Rudy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. And just for your, whenever you had your hand up, I don't see your hand when we have this screen up, you know, like,
Okay.
and that's why I always call on you because, and you said you had your hand up. I couldn't see it. So you just, if you got a comment, you know, let me also, then your picture comes on when you talk.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sometimes that would mean that I would be interrupting the speaker, but okay.
I know, but I try to always get to you. So I just.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're back in. We're for item 13. I need a motion to open item 13.
So moved, Charlie.
Second.
I have a first and second. Roll call, Rudy.
Aye.
Charlie.
Aye.
Tom, aye. We've opened 13.1 an action on approval of a policy 9215. Jerem?
12.3, not 13.1.
Oh, I like to make sure that that is corrected. 12.3 is open.
So 12.3 is the approval of the employment agreement for the executive director, and I will open this up for discussion for the board.
Rudy.
I would like to know if the employment agreement was reviewed by legal. Obviously, it was legal drafted it. I'd like to know if it was reviewed by HR.
No, HR didn't look at it. Our HR attorney looked at it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Charlie, questions?
Yeah, I have no questions. Thank you.
And no, I think we went through a great process. We went through the contract much better than ever before, and we now have a 3-year contract if we all approve it. Jerem, any other input?
No, not at this time.
Well, if not at this time means I'm going to call for the vote. Okay. Rudy?
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom Schaff? Aye. Okay, now 13. I'd like a motion to open 13.
I move that we open item 13.1
And a second?
for action.
Oh, what?
I move that we open item 13.1 for action.
Oh, thank you.
I second it, Charlie.
With a first and second, I'd like to call to make sure, Rudy.
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom Schaff, aye. Item is open for discussion. Jerem.
Thank you very much. 13.1, before I do that real quick, I don't think anybody else needs Daniel. I know he's been extremely generous with his time today, again, coming when he wasn't expected to be here because Marie was unable to. Daniel, thank you. Any questions for Daniel before he can choose to leave?
No questions. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate your
That was
information.
a lot of work, and we appreciated it. Thank you.
Thank you,
Yeah,
Dan.
thank you.
Good to meet
Thank
you.
you. Likewise. Great to meet all you guys. Thank you
And
guys.
appreciate it, Daniel. Appreciate all your behind the scenes work and for being here. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, everyone.
Bye. Okay, now
Okay, so
Jeremy.
13.1 is the approval of policy 9250. This was recommended for the board to revisit and make some modifications to it. So I open it up for a discussion for the board to discuss. We want to put the changes, Tabitha, on the screen and then see if there are any questions or comments.
Rudy, comments?
Sure. Under compensation, starting monthly compensation of $500. I am opposed to a differential between new board members and continuing board members, and I think that that starting compensation should be what the current compensation for board members are, whenever that is.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, Rudy. I'm okay with that.
Okay, so then I'll agree on that one. We'll change that to current compensation. Each board member of the directors may receive starting monthly compensation equivalent to the current position.
Would that
Well,
work?
the intent is when it's 600, everybody gets 600. When it's 700, everybody gets 700.
Well, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay that way?
Yes.
Okay. Having no other, then we can call for the vote.
No, I have a comment on the second paragraph.
Oh, okay. I thought you would. Okay.
I don't like changing it to will. I think it should continue as may.
Oh,
I think it's will. We want to do it automatically.
No, we want to, well, I think will. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think it, so we don't have to go through it every year.
Okay.
That could mean that the board would have an increase as a percentage greater than the faculty and staff. I mean, that will occur in the first year. That's more than 3.5%.
We could take an average of the composition of board members.
Okay. No. Okay, that's your comment. And
you
Charlie,
know, we're not, this is not, I hope, not intended to be an employee contract, no. An employee salary schedule. It's for board members. And it's a stipend, and it's not intended to cover all of the hours that you put in. It never can. It never could. And I think automatic increases, I just don't understand why anybody would want to approve an automatic increase for the board. That's my input.
Okay, that, and he wants it to, you want it to remain May.
That is correct.
Charlie?
I keep it as will because I don't want to be revisiting it.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not, okay. I don't, I want it to remain as will as we had talked about earlier.
And I still want it to remain as will as long as that there's available funding, which we added.
Yeah.
So that means that every time, every year, there's going to be an item that affirms that we have the funding for a board increase.
That's what that would mean. Any other discussion?
So availability of funding, how does that relate to the administrative percentage, because this is an administrative cost?
Charlie?
Well, we'd have to look at it on a year-to-year basis, you know, if we're, you know.
Yeah, I think the board would have to look at it, and if it doesn't throw us off the 80-20, then it would be okay.
Do you look at that beforehand or after the fact?
Beforehand.
Okay, then in 2024, 2025, will this be implemented for that, for 2024, 2025?
I would assume so. No, for 25, 26. That's the next year. 25-26.
Well, the reason that I say that is we're in jeopardy of not meeting that ratio this year, and that could contribute to going even further over the ratio.
It would be considered, but it does not have to be the only factor.
So, because this is a year that the state doesn't require a report on that percentage, and even though earlier our CFO made the statement that we try to every year, I can't see where we're trying to every year if we award an increase in a year such as this one, where we run the risk of exceeding that percentage. Just want to point it out.
For clarity, Rudy, or for just for clarity for everybody, Tom and Charlie, you proposing that that take place this current year or next fiscal year? Just so I'm clear as well here.
Next
25-26.
Okay.
Okay, I thought that we were also applying this to 24-25.
No.
Then my last comment I'll take back, but I won't take back the other ones.
Any other?
No further questions.
Okay, I'll call for the vote. Rudy?
Nay.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom? Aye. Carried 2-1.
And I'll
okay, add the sorry, calendar.
Just to add to the minutes, the changes will be accepted for the following year, not for the current year. I'll add that to the minutes. Is that correct?
Correct. That's
okay.
Okay, Tom, we could continue.
Okay. The calendar. Jerem, do you want to go over the calendar?
Yeah, next board meeting will be on June 3rd at 9 a.m. And if you anticipate, if you could let Tabitha know if you wanted to meet where you're going to be meeting at, so that way she could include that on the agenda as it's coming up in about a month from now.
Okay. I will be meeting here at same 1430 Fifth Street. Charlie will be here at 1430 Fifth Street, and Rudy will be
at I haven't decided yet, but I guess I better put down my home address.
Okay. With the possibility of changing. Okay. Okay, we've got that. Okay, next is going to be board comments for future board comments, and you can add, like we've had other topics that we've discussed today. Rudy?
I would like there to be a future agenda item, legislative advocacy as it relates to the designated subjects adult education teaching credential.
I like that. I like that. And for various reasons, I thought we could use it and I didn't know. And so I was educated today and I want to know why. Okay.
Yeah, do well, you want why, me to do that why, as part of, go ahead, Rudy.
One reason why, Tom, is that we're not funded through the adult education funding program. We're funded through independent study.
Ah, thank
charter
you.
Charter school independent study.
Thank you. That gives me better knowledge. Thank you. And I forgot. I knew that from before. Charlie?
I want to commend the entire staff, our administration for, incredible numbers of graduates. That blows me away.
393.
Yeah.
Or 493.
Yeah, 493. And when we add those to the number of current students, we're growing by leaps and bounds, and everybody's doing a wonderful job. And I as we approach the end of the school year, I just want to congratulate everybody, our classified and certificated staff. I wanted to add to as an agenda item, and maybe if we just have a discussion, Jerem, in terms of the process by which our candidates for employment are selected. I guess more detail is like who's on the selection committee and the process by which we go through that. So that doesn't even have to respond now, but in our one-on-one conversations, or if we want to bring it back as an agenda item, we can decide that later. But thank you. Great job, guys. That's it. Thank you.
Tom, I have one more request, and that is that for next board meeting we have an update on recruitment for a new board member.
Okay.
And I, yeah, that was on there. So we've asked for several things, Jerem, and you took notes what we asked for. Commending staff for going out and getting us our new study. I think you and your staff have been visionary in looking at the needs and how to redelegate some of the work. And I can't believe we've grown for, when we add it all together this year, well, we've served over 1500 students. It's just, that's unreal from where we were a few years ago. And I still feel that we're in a strong growth. And I would like to bring back and have Bonnie come and report on her. Hopefully she'll be setting her goals and how she works on our recruitment. So thank you.
Yep, no problem. I appreciate that. I had a clarification on the legislative advocacy report pertaining to having an adult ed credential in addition to the other permitted credentials. You want me to do that in my school highlights report, or is that okay with you?
Well, I would like the board to discuss it so that we can provide a direction in that regard. I think I think that we should give direction from time to time to our legislative advocacy contractor, and I think it requires us to provide input on this credential and the discussions items surrounding it.
Okay, so I'll make it a discussion item. No problem.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Jerem, do you have any other comments?
About 15, or are we moving to 16?
Well, that was the end of the board comments. Now we want the CEO's comments.
Got it. Okay. No, I think this was a great meeting. We got a lot accomplished. I say that often because I do believe that that's what we do in these meetings. We make good use of our time for the most part. And I want to thank the board for their continued support, both in decisions that are made. I can't function effectively without it. And I appreciate the one-on-one time, the collective input that I get, the experience, the expertise that you have, and for your support in not only item 11.1, but 12.3. It speaks volumes to me, and I appreciate it, and it definitely does not go unnoticed. So thank you for that and your trust in me.
Okay, that hearing all of that, and we say, yes, Jerem, yes, Jerem. No, we all work together as a team. And at this time, I'd like a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved, Charlie.
Yeah.
I second it.
Okay, at 12:25, I'd like to take the vote to adjourn the meeting. Rudy?
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom, aye. Meeting adjourned at 12:25. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good weekend, a good week, everybody.
Yes.
Everybody.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.